do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Amen. Come on now. He's able. Amen. No matter how hard it may look like. Amen. What it looks like. He is still able. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's good. It's good to be in the house of God one more time. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad to be here. Come on. Look. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad to be here. Oh, come on. I'm glad to be here. Amen. Come on now. Yes, sir. I'm glad to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. To hear what God has to tell me today. Amen. Tell me today. I have to say something before. You know, we went, keep on the announcements of mine, mainly on male chorus rehearsal tomorrow at 6, women's fellowship tomorrow. And we know we have a great time in Bible study. Amen. Great time. Great time in Bible study. Amen. So those are things that will be going on this week. Amen. And also, let's remember Asia. Amen. On Thursday, go and support her endeavor. Amen. I know that God is blessing her. Amen. Even now, God is working on what she needs. Amen. Because the word said he is supplier of our needs. Supplies our need. Amen. So I know God will supply the need. Amen. If we go back to the gala, I mean, the things that's happening on homecoming, what I expect, you know, what I expect, can I tell you what I expect? I expect all of us to be participants, and mainly in that concert, amen, to be here on that Friday. Amen. You know, no one else come. If all of us come, we'll fill our church up. If all of us come, amen. Because to get a free concert from a great man is Trini L. Massey. Amen. You'll be blessed. He travels all over the world. Amen. He's all over the place. Amen. But he took time to be here on that Friday. Amen. Come on. He took time. You know why? Because he loves us. This is where he started. Amen. So he loves us. So let's come and be a part of that and the gala. Be a part of the gala. The committee is working hard. I got to say that. The committee is working hard to make this weekend a success. So I praise God for the committee. Amen. That's making that I don't have to do anything. That's what I like. I don't have to do nothing. Amen. Amen. So I praise God for that. Amen. I make Elaine happy that I'm not doing anything. Amen. That makes Elaine happy. Amen. Where's Elaine at? She's right there. Amen. That I don't have to do anything. They're doing it all on their own. And then that Sunday, Pastor Joan, Kaiser Jones, our former pastor, is coming all the way from Mississippi to be with us on that morning. So we have a great morning. And I'm just trying to push that. Amen. Amen. Trying to push it. Amen. We get some things we got to do. And I praise God for what our committee's trying to do to make things happen. Amen. The way God has given me the vision. I can get the vision. It's up to you all to carry it out. He gave me the vision. It's up to you to carry it out. Amen. Praise God. So I'm tired because I tried to carry it on my own. I can't do it no more. Amen. I can't do it no more. So praise God. Praise God. Also, one more thing before we get into the word, because God does have a word for us. You know, people listen to what I'm saying. And I like that. I like that. And around Christmas time, I was preaching and I was talking about the guy, you know, that he never got a BB gun. You know, anybody remember that? Anybody remember that? That I said, listen, what was the name of that story? What's the name of the Christmas story, right? And I said, oh, man, that's one thing. I cried. I never got that BB gun. That guy, at least he got the BB gun, even though he got smacked in the face. But he got the BB gun. So these two people, for my birthday, came into my office and said, we got you something. So I opened the package up. The BB gun that I never got. They bought me a BB gun. All these years. Little Johnny, all these years. I finally got my BB gun. I got my BB gun. Amen.
I'm going out for target practice tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. I got that BB gun. So I thank Tony and Bev. Amen. They got me this BB gun. Amen. Something, man. My wife's mad, but that's all right. Amen. I got my BB gun. Amen. Amen. I'm good now. Amen. I'm good. Amen. As long as I get smacked in the face by it, I'll be good. Amen. Praise God. But I thank you so much. Amen. For that BB gun. Amen. So at least I know they were listening to the sermon anyhow. I know they were listening. But praise God. Praise God. Love y'all. Amen. Let's get into this word. I think this word is going to be rich for us on today. Amen. This is a year of maturity. Amen. So God just gave me this word for you on today. Amen. Let's go to Luke, the fifth chapter of Luke. We're going to read 4, 5, and 6. 4, 5, and 6. Verse 4, 5, and 6. And the reason, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your net down for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. The last verse 6 says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Amen. And their net break. I'm gonna say it one more time. And their net break. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Father, we just come in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be here. God, one more time. God, thank you for the word that's coming. God, empower us, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on and say amen. 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 Come on now. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I will. Oh, yeah, come on. Nevertheless, at thy word. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, at his word. I will. I come to tell somebody we need to start letting some nets down. Oh my, come on now. We need to start letting some nets down. We put them down before, nothing happened. But God tell me to tell you this year, you got to lay down your net. Come on, you got to put your net down. Amen. Come on now. God is speaking to us in a year of maturity. And some things, amen, that it seemed like didn't work out for us, amen, before. God tell me to tell you, you got to let down your net again. Come on, come on. Nevertheless, amen. Come on, we're going to get into this. Amen. Nevertheless, amen. Look, have you ever had to do something that you did not want to do? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. There's times in life you got to do some things that you really don't want to do. I've been there. I put one for me. And because you don't want to tell the truth, I put one for you. Amen. There's some things in life you just did not want to do. Maybe it was something at home, like a chore, you know, because, you know, kids don't want to do nothing today no more. You know what I mean? You know, they don't want to do nothing. They want to cut the grass. Amen. But as soon as they get old enough to cut the grass, you don't find them no more. Come on now. And someone, come on now. Come on now. And just like me, come on. I shouldn't be shoveling no snow. You shouldn't be shoveling no snow if you're over 55. Amen. Amen. But sometimes, you know, we forget where we come from. We forget, amen. Because you know what? We don't raise our kids up to be workers anymore. Come on, no, we don't do that. Come on, we let them stay up and play. When I woke up, I had to go outside. Don't come back till lunch. Don't come back till dinner time. Don't want to see you. Amen. Come on now. Come on. Instead of, I guess I didn't have no phone and I didn't have no. What's Nintendo Switch or all that kind of stuff. I didn't have all that to stay in the house. Amen. Come on. You learned something. And back then, you had to do some things you don't want to do. You just don't know nothing about no cold furnace, do you? Anybody know a cold furnace? Well, you had to have your brand new pants on, but you had to carry ashes up the steps. Amen. Come on, you and the brush on your pants and your new pants got dirty, had ash marks on. They don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Come on. That's all right. That's all right. Amen. Amen. That's all right. But there's some things you got to do in life that you really don't want to do. I wish I hear amen. Come on. Come on now. Come on. There's some things in life. Hey, maybe it was something at work. Come on. Maybe it was some dirty job that nobody else wanted, but which was placed in your lap. Amen. Even though you may not have wanted to do the job, you did it anyhow. Come on, you did it anyhow. Why? Why did you do a job that you didn't want to do? Perhaps it was out of sense of obligation or of duty. Amen. Maybe you did the job out of respect for the person who asked you. Amen. Whatever the reason or the job, we have all had to do things that we thought were unpleasant. Amen. Come on now. Come on. Jesus even spoke about this in Matthew. Amen. Come on. You had to do some things that you really don't want to do. This is just a scene that presents itself in these verses. Simon Peter is called upon to do something that he just does not want to do. However, because it was Jesus who asked this thing of him, Peter complied. Because it was Jesus. He did. Because Jesus said so. He did. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Amen. Come on. I want to look into the passage for a little bit. While we were here, I want to look at the way we are living our lives today. Come on now. Today. I would like for us to learn to develop the same mind that Peter displayed. The same mind, amen. Come on. It is a mindset that does what the Lord asks, regardless of how we feel about it on a personal level. Come on, if Jesus is saying it, then we ought to comply. Come on now. That means we ought to comply because he is the one that is asking. I'm at the work on our hearts today. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, we need to work on our hearts today. Amen. Come on. We need to work on our hearts. Amen. Come on now. That we can be like Peter. Come on now. That we can be like Peter and listen to what God is telling us. Amen. Don't close your heart. Don't close your mind. Because I believe God is speaking to us today that 26 can be a better year. Because now we've moved in a state of maturity. And God is going to have us to do some things. Amen. That we don't even understand. Come on now, come on now. Amen, come on now. Hey, just do some things we don't understand, things that we don't want to do. Amen. Nevertheless, at thy will, at thy word, I will. Come on now. Ah, look here, a night of struggle. Come on. There was a night. These verses tell us that Jesus was by the seashore, watch, and was going to speak to the people who were gathering there to hear him. As they pressed upon the Lord, he got into Simon Peter's boat. Come on now. And asked him to move away from the shore just a little. And when Peter had done this, Jesus sat down and spoke to the crowd. And after he finished his preaching, Jesus then commanded Peter to go out deeper so that he could let down the nets and catch a great load of fish. Come on. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Sometimes we got to go a little deeper. Oh, come on now. Sometimes we got to go a little bit deeper. Amen. Come on. We got to do a little bit more. Amen. Come on. Come on now. God, amen, sometimes wants us to go a little deeper. Come on now. Amen. Come on. Deeper into his word. Come on now. Deeper, amen, to his understanding. Come on now. He said, just go out just a little bit deeper so that you can let down his nets and catch a great load of fish. Peter immediately objected that he and his partners had labored all night and they took nothing. You want me to go out to the same place I was? I stayed out all night and I caught nothing. Come on now, come on now. I caught nothing. Come on. In short, they had failed. In other words, they fail, but see, what I always tell you, just because you fail, don't make you a failure. I wish I had somebody, come on now, that when you think you're a failure, you're not going to try again. But when you come to a place that you are just failed, you can still try again. Can I tell somebody, if you fail, get back up again. Come on now, that's the problem with us, amen. Come on now, why did they fail? Surely it wasn't that they did not know how and where to fish. Come on. These men were experts. Come on, they were experts. They were professional fishermen and knew how to fish and where to find the fish. And yet they fished all night and they caught nothing. The word nothing means not even one. Come on, they didn't even catch one. Their failure had nothing to do with how they were fishing or where they were fishing. The failure came about because the Lord wanted to teach them a much needed lesson. That lesson is that without Him, we can accomplish nothing. Without Him, we can't do anything. Amen. Come on now. Come on. Friends and family, this lesson is still needed by the Lord's people this morning. Many times our struggles and failures in the church are the result of our failure to do God's business His way. Come on now, that when we don't do it His way, we fail. Come on, because I found out even in the church, we want to do things our way. Oh, come on now, and some people even say, my way or the highway. Come on now, because see, we need to know that we want to do things God's way. Come on now. God's way is the right way. And when we fail, come on, we need to look in the mirror and say, listen, did I do it God's way or did I do it my way? And most of the time when we fail, we did it our way instead of God's way. Come on, that's what God wants. Come on now. We do it our way. Come on now. Amen. Failure. He is the one who should direct us in the steps that we take. He's the one that should direct us. He's the one that should lead us in the way that we should go. See, the modern church, come on, has all the machinery in place to do church. Come on, all of us know how to do church. I wish I had. Come on now. Come on now. And yet we are still losing ground to the devil and the world. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Because too many times we're thinking like the world instead of thinking like God. And when we think like the world, we're going to fail sometimes. Amen? Come on now. Amen. Because see, if we can't see it, we ain't going to believe it. But man, when we start walking like God wants us to walk, we don't have to see it. I just believe it. Come on now. Why? Because He said so. Because He did it. We are guilty of trying to duplicate the activities of others instead of relying on God for ourselves. I don't want to duplicate what no one else does. I want to do the things the way God says do it. Because when we try to duplicate what other people do, we fail. Because God gave that to them. Come on, He didn't give that to us. Oh, yeah, come on now, come on. He didn't do that to us, amen. Come on now. So see, people can't do what we do, and we can't do what other people do. Well, I wish I had. Come on now. Come on. And people wonder how you can do what you do. Well, I tell them, you can't do it unless God directed you to do it. And let me tell you something. If you want to do something big and God ain't with you and God didn't tell you, you better not do it. I wish I had somebody up in here. Amen. Come on. Because if God gave it to you, it'll work. Come on, if God is directing you, come on now, you'll go to the right place at the right time. Amen. Why? Because God never fails. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God never fails. Come on now. God always, amen, is on point. Amen. Come on now. You see, instead of merely implementing what has worked for others, we need to allow the Lord to start a course for us that is in as individual as our church. Come on now. Come on. God knows us. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, God knows you. Come on. God knows what you can do and He knows what you can't do. He knows what you believe and He knows what you don't believe. He knows what it takes to get you to move. Come on, can I get somebody up in here? He knows exactly. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, He knows us. Come on, look at your neighbor in them brown, blue, whatever contacts they got in. Look at the eyes and say, God knows you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on now. God knows you. And because God knows you, He knows what it takes. Come on. Here is what we need to remember when we face opportunities to serve the Lord. Our success or our failure rests entirely on where Jesus stands in the picture. Wherever He stands in the picture. If He ain't standing in the picture, I ain't doing it. Come on now. Come on, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stop. Come on now. If he's not there, I'm not there. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Whatever's in the picture. Amen. Come on now. Here. Come on. Here is what we are told by the Lord. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But, watch this. Without me, you can do nothing. I'm standing there. Come on now. Come on now. That's John 15:5. You can't do anything. So if he's standing there, if he's with me, I'm ready to go. Come on. I got anybody in here? Come on now. Come on. If he's with, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to work. Amen. Come on. I'm ready to believe. Come on. Where's my believers at? Come on. I'm ready. Amen. Come on now. Why? Amen. Because he abides in me and I abide in him. Amen. That means I'm going to be fruitful. Come on. Look at your neighbor. And then if Jesus is in the picture, come on. I'm going to be fruitful. If Jesus is directing my path, amen, I'm going to be fruitful. Amen. Something is about ready to happen. And let me tell you, maybe in 25, he wasn't in the picture. But in 26, I'm mature enough in 26 to let Jesus in the picture so that we can be fruitful in 26.
Fruitful. Amen. Come on. Fruitful. Amen. We often fail because we do not trust him.
I could tell you a story, but I ain't got time. Amen. Come on now. But if you trust him, the problem, can I talk about the church? Can I talk about us? Our problem in the church is we don't trust him enough. Come on now. We don't trust him. Come on. But can I tell you, come on, it's up to us as believers to trust him. Come on, come on. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to trust him. You got to trust him. However, there's another promise in the word of God that needs to be inserted right here. Come on. When we leave Jesus out of the picture, we will fail. But when he is followed, there will always be success.
Come on now.
Come on, where's my people at? Come on now. There will always be success. For the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthening me. Woo, come on, I can do all things. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I can do all things. Oh, yeah, come on now, tell them, I can do all things. Oh, it's been tough. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, it's been tough sometimes. Come on now, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I might didn't understand that yesterday, but today, come on, today, oh, we're going to talk about it. Come on, today, amen. Come on now. God's getting ready to do something in my soul, in my body. Amen. Come on now. Come on, watch this. There's a night of struggle. There was a night of struggle. Come on. How many know we all have nights of struggle? Whew, come on now. I wish I had some people in here to believe it. Come on. We all have nights of struggle. Amen. Come on now. It might be daylight outside, but it's nighttime sometimes. Amen. Come on. And we struggle. I wish I had some honest folk in here. Do I got about 5 folk in here that can be honest with me and said they had some struggles? Amen. Come on now. They went through some hell. Come on now. You've been through some storms of life. Come on now. There's been some down sendings. Amen. It's been a struggle.
Amen. Come on now. That my struggles don't last forever.
Come on, come on, anyway. Come on, where's my honest folk at? Come on now, come on, come on now. I just told someone, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us from them all. Eventually, God will show up. Oh yeah, come on, come on. I think I'm preaching better than you're shouting.
Year, this is my new season.
Oh, I don't care what went on yesterday. Today's my new season. Something's about ready to take place. Why? Because now, God, I'm trusting you.
morning of surrender. Watch it. Sometimes we got to surrender. Watch. Look at your neighbor and say, sometimes you just got to surrender. Got to surrender. Come on. I can imagine Simon Peter and his partners. Watch this. We're going to get deeper, Bill. We're going to get deeper. Sometimes his partners were ready to call it a day. Well, yeah. They had fished all night long, caught nothing, not so much as a single little fish. They were tired. Watch it. I'm going to talk to y'all. They were tired. They were frustrated. Come on. They were discouraged. And defeated. Am I talking to somebody up here today? Amen. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. I know I'm talking to about two or three people in here. Amen. Come on. Can I talk to somebody? Amen. Come on. Yesterday, you was tired. You was frustrated. You was discouraged. And you felt defeated. Come on now. Come on now. You better believe this thing in here. Amen. Come on. There's times in our life, come on, that we're frustrated, we're discouraged, that we feel defeated. Come on. Can I get some? You just don't want to be honest today. Amen. But some of us been through some stuff. Amen. That we felt this way. Amen. Come on now. But can I tell somebody? Come on. We still got to trust God. Amen. The last thing any of them wants to do is go back out and fish some more. Come on. Because when you've been defeated and messed up, come on now. You don't want to hear nothing no more. Come on now. I got anybody in here? Come on now. You got some folk don't want to answer the telephone. Come on, don't want to answer the door. Come on now. I got some witnesses over here. Come on, don't want to do nothing. Amen. Come on. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. Come on now. Come on. I'm in my room of despair, and I don't need nobody to help me. But that's when you need to call on the Lord. Amen. That when you feel that way, you need to call on the Lord and say, God, I want to do it no more. God, I'm done. Come on now. I'm done. Come on. It's not working out the way I want it to work out. Sometimes you just got to be quiet, shut up, and listen to what God is saying. Yeah. Come on now. That's what happens to us. That's what happens to us. Amen. Come on now. We get all frustrated. We get all messed up. Amen. Come on now. He said, I want you to go back. He said, no, I ain't going back. Come on. It didn't work last time. God said, don't worry about what happened last time. Worry about what I tell you today. I'm getting it. Come on now. I'm coming out myself. I don't know about you. You stay right where you at. I'm coming out of this. Come on now. Come on. I'm going to get better. Amen. You stay right where you at. Amen. Come on. But this sermon is helping me. I'm coming out of my despair. Amen. Come on now. But that's all right. Come on now. You stay right where you're at. I'm moving forward because I know that God, amen, is getting ready to bless me. I take my time. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. He said, listen, I'm going to go back out. Yet, when Jesus tells Peter to do just that, come on now. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But Jesus, he told Peter, and he just said that. He surrendered, watch this, to the will of the Lord. He surrendered to the will of the Lord. Come on. And he went back out and fished again. I don't care which failed last time. You get back out there. I don't care what happened last time. Get back. You know, when you fall off the horse, you get back on it. You fall off your bicycle, get back on it. Oh, you ain't get it. Come on now. Come on. You got to get back on it. Come on now. There's some folk that fell off a bike, they ain't never rode a bike again. There's some folk fell off a horse, they never get back on the horse. I wish I had somebody. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Whose fault is that? That's your fault because you had too much fear on the inside of you. Amen. But let me tell you, you were by yourself. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is on your side. Oh, come on now. Jesus is on your side. Oh, we're going to get you. I'm going to come on. Come on now. I can imagine. Come on. Come on now. He said, when you let down their nets this time, they caught many fish. We're going to get this. Amen. That their net broke and they had to call their partners to help them catch, amen, help them catch the load in their boats. Amen. What made the difference? Watch this. What made the difference? Obedience to Jesus. Man, come on. Obedience to Jesus. Even when Peter did not want to do what the Lord asked him to do. Didn't want to do it. But because he was obedient. So there's some things, watch this, that you don't want to do, but if you're obedient,
God said, I'll bless you through your obedience. Come on. He said, I'll bless you through your obedience. I'll be fruitful unto you because you were obedient to what I asked. Amen. How many things that God had asked you to do that sometimes you did them, sometimes you didn't? My goodness, come on now. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't. Amen, come on now. So God wasn't able to bless you, amen, because you didn't listen. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, not this year. Ooh, come on now. I just grew up. Come on now, come on. I went from a baby, now I'm a full adult. Come on, I'm talking about spiritually. Friend, there are times when the Lord asks us to do certain things that we may not want to do. However, we must come to the same place Peter came. We need to decide that regardless of how we feel about a certain matter, amen, if the Lord has commanded it, then we will do it. If he commanded. My picture. I'm going to preach a little bit. Amen. Come on. Some people say, if your heart isn't in it, then you might as well don't do it. That's wrong thinking. Come on. Look at your neighbor. That's wrong thinking. Come on. Tell you never. You cannot trust your heart. Woo. Come on now. You can't trust your heart. So now you say, if your heart ain't in it, how do you know your heart's right? You cannot trust your heart. I'm going to prove it. Jeremiah 17:9. You can't trust your heart. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Come on now. God will reward your obedience if you go ahead and do what he told you to do. When we obey in spite of our own objections, come on, the heart will eventually follow our lead. Come on now. Come on. If my heart's not saying, I'm just going to do it. Come on. My heart might not say, oh, you can't do that. Come on now. But, amen, come on, I'm still going to follow the lead of God. My heart will catch up. I'm here to tell someone today, go ahead and do what God told you to do. Your heart will catch up. Can I get somebody up in here? Come on now. Your heart, it will eventually catch up. Ideally, we should serve the Lord from the heart. In Ephesians 6:6. However, when the heart will not cooperate, I'm here to tell you sometimes your heart does not cooperate. Right. Oh, yeah, can I get somebody in here? Come on. Your heart does not cooperate. We should mind God anyway. Come on. Imagine what would have happened had Saul simply minded the Lord instead of listening to his heart. Come on. He would have kept his kingship. Amen. But his heart said, don't kill everything. Keep the best stuff. Amen. Come on now. His heart said, come on now. God didn't see me. Come on now. His heart said, that's all right. Amen. But God exposed him. Amen. Hey, imagine what would have happened had David minded God and said, listen to his heart. See, in 2 Samuel 1:1, you got to realize, come on, that David, his heart says, look over the balcony and see Bathsheba. Come on now. Bathsheba was bathing over the balcony. His heart said, I gotta watch Bathsheba. If he would have never looked at Bathsheba, he never would have got in trouble. Ooh, I wish I had somebody. His heart said, I need to look. Come on now. Amen. God said, don't look, but he said, my heart said, I need to look. Come on. Your heart can get you in trouble. And that's why you're going to be obedient to God. Even though the heart is telling you one thing, you still got to listen to what God is saying. I wish. There are many areas, come on now, in our lives where the Lord requires obedience from his children. Often, we do not want to surrender in these areas. But if we are going to be right with the Lord, then we have to do what Peter did and let down the nets. Oh, come on now. If we want the blessings of God, then we must do the will of God. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you got to do the will of God. Come on. Oh, yeah, come on. I ain't care about what people say. I ain't worried about people. Come on. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I ain't worried about y'all. Come on, I ain't worried about y'all. Hey, come on now. Come on. I got to do what God telling me. Come on. Can I get somebody up in here? Come on. You got to do what God is telling you. Come on. You got people telling you this and pulling you this way and pulling it that way. I ain't worried about you pulling. Amen. Come on. I'm worried about listening to God and what God is saying. Amen. Because God is always right. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, God's, come on, is always right. Come on now. Come on. Man, come on now. A failure, man, will let you down. Man, come on. And I want to say women will let you down too. Amen. I just want to throw men out there. Women will let you down too, Elaine. Come on now. But I'm here to tell somebody something. Amen. You can't trust people all the time. My problem is I have a trust factor. Amen. Because I realize I can't trust everybody. But I tell you one thing. I can
trust God. Come on now. Because God has never failed me. God has brought me a mighty long way. I can trust in God. God always lead me in the right direction. I got to follow the lead of God. If I listen to man, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. But because I'm listening to God, God has brought me a mighty long way. And he's still directing my path. So I'm going to follow the lead of God. Wish I had somebody up in here. Amen. Come on, come on. Give God a 5-second praise. Come on. Come on, give him a 5-second praise. Amen. Come on, come on. Watch this. We need to surrender in these areas. But if we're going to be right with the Lord, then we have to do what Peter did. Let down the nets. If we want the blessings of God, come on. And I stop by to tell somebody in 26, I want the blessings of God. Oh, yes, I do in February. Come on. I want the blessings of God. Where's my people up here that says, I want the blessings of God today? Come on now. This month, this year, where's my people at that say, listen, I've been struggling. I've been frustrated. I felt defeated. But this year, come on, this month I plan on being blessed of God. Come on, can I get somebody up in here? Amen. And say, listen, I'm going to be blessed of God. Amen. Come on, then we must do the will of God. Allow me to share some areas. Watch it. This is the attitude of surrender. Can and should be seen by every person in this room, come on, in this house. Amen. Come on, we got to surrender towards God. Come on, lose your neighbor and say, neighbor, come on, we got to surrender to God. We got to learn how to submit. Come on, come on, look at your neighbor and say, learn how to submit, to yield to somebody that has a higher rank. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, well, he has a higher rank. And because he has a higher rank, I got to learn, come on now, how to submit to God. Come on, can I get a witness? Come on now. And the problem with it is, I'm going to mess with you today. The problem with it is, we have never learned to submit to anybody. Come on, come on, come on. Come on now. If you can't submit to man or woman, you cannot submit to God. It works hand in hand. Amen. Come on. If you can't do it in the physical, you can't do it in the spiritual. And the problem with us, come on, we got some nasty attitude that we can't submit to nobody. But I come by to tell somebody, come on, if you start submitting to God, God will bless you. Amen. So we got to learn how to surrender, come on, to my God. And then I'll learn how to surrender to your wife and to your husband. But if you can't submit to God, you ain't going to submit to nobody. That's why we got divorces. That's why we got bad relationships. Because we have never learned how to submit to God. Because if we submit to God, we'll submit to somebody in a marriage. I told you I was going to mess with you. Now you got to submit to Jesus. Come on, you got to surrender to Jesus. Come on, the problem is we don't want to surrender. Amen. Come on now, Jesus died for you. He took some nails. He took some beatings. Oh, can I get somebody? Come on now. He died on an old rugged cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. He died on the cross for us. We at least need to submit to him and surrender to him. And then we got to surrender towards the church. Oh, yeah, we got to surrender to the church. Come on, yeah, we got to surrender to the church. We don't want to surrender. We want to come when we want to. We want to do what we want to do. Come on now, come on. We don't want to surrender to the church. Hey, amen. Come on, you joined it then. Yeah, come on now. Thank you. There's clubs. Come on. We join the club. We don't miss a meeting. Oh, yeah, come on now. You have a club? You don't miss no meetings in a club. You show up every time the doors are open. Huh? Come on now. We got to learn how to surrender to the church. And when the doors of the church is open, we got to show up. Ooh, come on. We are so committed to everything outside the church, we done forgot about the church. But if it wasn't for God saving you, if it wasn't for God delivering you, if it wasn't for God making way for you, where would you be? Amen. In other words, we got to surrender and say, when the church doors is open, I'm going to be right there. We got to surrender towards the Bible. We got to blow the dust off to the Bibles. Come on now. And start opening the Bibles up and start reading the Bible for ourselves. We got to surrender. We got to surrender towards one another. Amen. Come on. We got to surrender one another. Come on. We family. Amen. We family. We family. We got to start surrendering to one another. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now, come on now. I love her. I love you. I love you. I mean, come on. I love you. No, we got to love one another. See, the party, yes, come on. If we have a problem with each other, we need to make it right. Oh, yeah, come on, come on. If we have a problem with another, we need to make it right. We need to beg pardon. Because a lot of us, we don't want to say I'm sorry. Come on, I learned how to say I'm sorry and I ain't did nothing. Come on, I learned how to say I'm sorry. I ain't did nothing. But I say I'm sorry to make peace. Come on now, we got to learn how to make peace with one another. Come on now, we got to surrender to each other. Come on now, because you are you and I'm me. We're all different. Am I right? So I ain't mad at nobody. There's only one person I'm mad at. It's not you, Tammy. It's not you. It's not Tammy, Doug. There's only one person I'm mad at, and that's the devil. I ain't mad at nobody but the devil. Come on. Come on now. That's the problem. I ain't mad at nobody but the devil. I'm mad at him. Amen. Come on now. Because he won't let us get it together. But I surrender to my brother and my sister. I surrender who I am. Because I'm Christ. I'm in Christ. So I surrender that. Amen. And I want to let you know. Come on now, even though we might not get along, come on now, all the time. We ain't going to get along all the time. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we ain't going to get along all the time. Oh, no, we ain't going to get along all the time. But guess what? I still love you. Come on, T, the problem with us. Come on. We're not perfect. We ain't going to get along all the time. Come on now. And I surrender myself to you. I surrender my ego. I surrender my bad attitude so I can love you. This is all extra. And I want overtime, Kim. I want overtime. Because I'm throwing this all in for extra. Amen. Amen. Because we need to hear this. Amen. Come on now. We got to learn how to surrender ourselves. We got to let down the net. We got to let down the net. Come on. We got to let that down. They did not forgive me before. But I'm going to let that net back down. I'm casting the net. Come on now. I'm casting the net. Come on. I didn't get love last time. Oh, when I cast my net, I didn't get no love. Amen. But I'm willing to cast my net back down. And this time, I'm going to give me some love. Come on now. I'm going to give me some love this time. So the problem is, amen, because we didn't get it last time, amen, we didn't think we're not going to get it this time. But God told me to tell you, cast back down your net. Throw that net back down. Catch you some abundance of love. Come on. Come on now. We gotta surrender towards your wives. Man. Come on. You gotta surrender to your wife. Man, you ain't right all the time. Men, you're not right all the time. Warren? You gotta surrender, yeah. You gotta surrender sometime. And then women? So you thought you'll leave you out. Women, you gotta surrender to your husband. If Mike was here, Mike would have jumped out. Mike would have jumped out. Amen. Come on now. But we gotta surrender. We gotta surrender to your husband to be in awe. Watch this. To treat with deference. The difference. You may not be able to reverence the man, but you had better reverence the position the man had been given. Women got quiet now. But if the man ain't living up to that, then you don't have to reverence him.
Oh, I'm going. I got time, amen. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Come on. Sometimes you gotta let down the net. You gotta let down the net. Amen. gotta let down the net. Amen. Come on now. We gotta surrender, amen, towards our children. Come on now. Come on now. We get to lead our children right. Amen. Come on now. We once were young. I mean, it's been a long time ago, but we were young one time. Amen. Come on now. We know what we did. No evidence. Come on. And sometimes we still doing it. And then we expect our children to go another path, but our children are watching us. And if we wrong, they're going to be wrong. You know that commercial when the guy was talking to that little kid? Hey, amen. Come on, talking to the little kid. The little kid said, well, I'm just doing what you do. We have to surrender towards our parents. Oh man, I wish I had time. You gotta surrender. You gotta surrender to your parents. Amen. Come on. The Bible says, amen, honor your mother and father and you'll live long upon the earth. I think these children don't know that. Come on now. Don't turn that. Come on. The problem with us, we're letting the children lead us. Come on. But my parents, come on, we got to honor our parents, amen. Come on, we better be respectful to our parents, amen. You can't tell your mother shut up. You can't tell them, you can't do that. That's why I keep a Louisville Slugger in the corner. I keep a Louisville Slugger, and I told my kids when they was that big, come on, you got dust on it, amen, come on. I ain't had to use it lately. But I leave a Louisville Slugger in the corner, and I said, you just ever get bad with me, I'm going to use it on you. You just got to think I'm joking. Ask my kids. That Louisville Slugger is still behind my kitchen door. Amen. You got one too, brother? Amen. Come on. Watch this. Come on. Come on, the parent. You got to surrender towards leadership. Come on. You got to surrender towards leadership. I'm going somewhere. Don't worry about it. I'm painting my picture. I'm going to preach it a little bit. Amen. Come on now. Come on. You got to surrender towards leadership. You ought to thank God. I'm going to pat my own self on the back. You ought to be glad that one pastor been pastoring you for 33 years. Did I want to quit?
Yes, I did.
But I hung in there. That's why we ought to respect leadership. Leadership is getting you where you need to be. I'm not just talking about me. We got great leaders here in this church. Great leaders. You got great Bible study. You got great source. You got great leadership training. You got great Sunday school. Amen. Come on. You got great. Believe it or not, you got a great Sunday school. Amen. We only got one third to our lesson today. One third to our lesson today. Amen. Come on. Great stuff to honor your leadership. Amen. Start sending your children, your grandchildren to Sunday school. Amen. That's my leadership. Amen. And then, come on now. At the mere word of the Lord. Watch this. I'm back on track. I went in the tantrum, but I'm back on track. Peter let down the nets. Watch this. Is the word of God enough for you? Is the word of God enough? The word of God should be enough for you. Come on, the word of God should be enough. Or you rebel against what God says in his word. The problem with the church is we rebel against what God is saying through his word. Amen. Come on. We rebel. Amen. Come on. A night of struggle. A morning of surrender. A tomorrow of satisfaction. I move from struggle to surrender. Watch this. I'm moving from struggle to surrender to my tomorrow. Come on now. My tomorrow of satisfaction. Come on. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Come on. I'm moving into my satisfaction because obedience ruled the day. They witnessed the immediate reward of vast catch of fish. Beyond that, this miracle brought these fishermen to their knees in worship of the person and the power of Christ. When they submitted to him, he revealed to them that all their tomorrows will be different because of their obedience today. Woo, come on now. When they submitted to him, he revealed unto them that the tomorrows would be different
because of their obedience today. In other words, if I'm obedient today, my tomorrows are going to be better. Come on, can I get somebody up in here? Hey, come on. When they heard this, come on. They immediately left everything behind and followed the Lord Jesus. Surely we can see that their lives was forever altered. Come on, I'm going somewhere. There's a lesson that we all need to learn today. The secret to perpetual, amen, and deep satisfaction as the child of God is found in absolute surrender to the will of God in every area of our life. John 14, 15, 21. As long as we hold anything back from this Lordship, we can never expect him to bless us like he wants to. Come on. Can I tell somebody? Come on now. Come on. I want to be blessed like he wants to bless me. Come on. I don't want to be blessed. Come on now. Like I want to be blessed. But I want to be blessed like God wants to bless me. Come on. If you'd like to see all of your tomorrows altered and your life filled with the best that God can give, then the secret lies in total surrender of everything in your life to his will. Come on. And I don't know about you. Come on now. But it don't look good all the time in my life. But I stop by to tell somebody. Come on. I want my life, my tomorrow altered. Come on. I want God to change my life and my world. Come on now. Into what he wants for me. Come on. Oh, altar. Come on now. It didn't look good today. But tomorrow, come on. I want my life to be better. Come on now. Tomorrow, come on. I want my life to be better than it was last month, last year, last week. Alter my life. Come on. Make my life a whole lot better, God, because God, today I'm gonna let down my net. It don't look good. I don't understand where you're taking me, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will, come on, let down my net and seek where you're taking me, God. Won't God show up? Won't God make a way? Why don't you shout, yeah? Why don't you shout, yeah? God will make the difference, come on, in your life. Shout, yeah. Shout, yeah. God wants to alter your life. Come on now. Hey, man, watch this. My conclusion, when the Lord told Peter to let down his net, he didn't want to. However, he did what the Lord said to do in spite of their wants and their wishes. The results were far better than he could ever imagine. Far better. Watch this. Friend, the same blessings wait for you if you do what Peter did. Jesus has spoken in his word. Now, I ask you, will you let down your nets of the word of the Lord? Will you let down your nets? He's calling someone to be saved. Will you let down your net? He's calling his children to faithfulness and surrender. Will you let down your nets? Amen. He's calling husbands and wives to renew commitments to one another. Will you let down your nets? He's calling the people back to the Bible and back to the church. Will you let down your net? And I believe that today that he's calling folk back to the Bible, back to the word of God. Come on now, he's calling folk back to the church. And I know you all like to watch it online, but I'm here to tell you he's calling folk back to the church. He's calling folk back, amen, because God has instituted the church, amen, to meet him, amen, meet his presence here in the church, amen. He's calling folk back to where they belong. You may not like what the Lord is calling you to do today, because he's calling many of us in ministry, calling us to do certain things, but will you join Peter and say, Master, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net. I will do what you told me to do. Amen. Come on now. Nevertheless, I don't understand it, God. I don't see it, God. But nevertheless, I'm going to let down. Let it down last time, and it failed. I tried to do some things, and it failed.
But God is saying, do it again. Try it again. Try it again. Don't be afraid. Jesus is speaking to us. And guess what? Nobody can let down your net for you. You have to let the net down yourself. You have to be the one that says, I trust you. It didn't work last time, Tammy. Doug, it didn't work last time. But I'm going to try it again. Come on now. I failed last time. Folk didn't appreciate me last time. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down my net. I'm going to do what you told me to do. I'm going to do the will of the Father in my life. And I'm going to be obedient to what God is saying in 26. I was immature last year, but this year, I'm mature. I'm mature. And I'm going to say, I don't understand you, God. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down my net. I'm going to catch me something. Come on. Because God said it, I just believe it. He said it, I believe it. And because I believe it, I'll walk in it. I'll let down my net. It's not going to be the same as it was last time. It's going to be different. Come on, look at your neighbor's elbow and say, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. I'll elbow you. Come on, elbow. I'll elbow that woman. Don't be afraid. I'm not your mama. Elbow that woman. Oh, give her a sharp one. I'll get you later. Amen. Come on now. Amen. God is speaking to us. I'm telling you, I just believe it. Step into maturity. Be the men and women that He's called us to be in these last days. Amen. Start seeing the miracles of God. God said, I'll work a miracle in your life. I'll make you fruitful. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down my net. I'm getting ready to catch some stuff. I'm getting ready, amen, to be blessed of God. Amen. Come on now. This year, I'm going to be blessed of God. Amen. Come on now. So can I tell you? Don't judge me by what went on last year. Judge me about my tomorrow. Amen. Don't judge me. Come here. Because God is changing my yesterday and my today to my tomorrow. And to my tomorrow, mammon's her is going to be better than my yesterday and my today. Come on. Give God praise for where He's going. Say yes to the Lord.
Lord, I agree.
Will you say yes to Him? Will you let your nets down this year? Come on, will you let in 26? Will you let your nets down? Amen. No matter what happened on yesterday. Come on. Your yesterday is past. Your tomorrow is coming.
That's what I'll be.
Yes, sir. Amen. There might be someone today. They want to give their life to the Lord. It's your opportunity. Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you born again? I say yes. Come on now. Are you saved? The only way you can be saved is through Christ Jesus. Amen. He's calling you. Are you saved? If you're not saved, I want you to stand on your feet and come up to the front. hands together. Anybody else?
Their tomorrow is going to be better.
Hey, amen. We got stars on you, girl. Anybody else? My left, my right. Amen. That's what I'm talking have let their nets down. They've let their nets down. And I mean, you know, we're going through life. Life is tough. You got to let your net down. And all aspects of life and salvation and everything that I name, you got to let your nets down. It might didn't work for you. It might didn't work for you in some other church. But I let down my nets in the MOB. I let down my nets right here in this church. I let down. It might didn't work nowhere else. I'm letting down my nets here. Amen. I'm gonna try it again. I'm gonna try it again. Amen. If you try it again, it's gonna work. Amen. Because God leads here, and because God leads here, it's gonna work. I might be the pastor, but God leads, and I'm gonna let Him lead. You just gotta catch on. Sometimes I talk real fast, but that's all right. You'll get it. If you hang around, you'll get it. Everything he says, but I'm telling you, he loves you, girl. And he wants the best for you. I'm telling you, I know him. She's a rising star. Go to church. That's your mama back there. And got mama supporting you. That's the thing. Got mama supporting you. They grow up 12, right? 13. You just turned 13. Amen. She's good. But I'm telling you. So you all accept Christ as your Savior, right? Okay. You're coming back into the fold. Amen. Praise God. I went about five women to come out and hug her. Five. If I get more, I take more. Welcome back. That's all I want you to tell her. Welcome back. Come on, say welcome back.
Come on,
welcome her back.
Adonai will manifest himself. Thank you.
to tell you something. I don't like being honest when I stand up here. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell all of you, it's more than just coming up here. Well, ain't nothing to come up here. It's something to live. Why you came up here. You got to live this thing. And the problem, you know, we get up here and we just figure, oh man, they just came up. They just, I came like, nah. This is just the first step. We can't let them fall by the wayside. We can't. It's up to us to help them along the way. I know that Vince, I know that Mel is helping these ones to go by. We gotta help her. We gotta help sustain her. We gotta show her love. We gotta show her what a woman of God is, how they're supposed to live. That's how we're supposed to do. We show her how a woman of God is supposed to live. We counsel her. Come on now, women, counsel her. Show her how they're supposed to live. Encourage her. Amen. That's what you do. When you don't see her, you say, where's Melissa at? You call her. Amen. Can I get someone? Come on now. We are family. Amen. You call her and say, listen, where you been? Where you been, Melissa? We miss you. Amen. Come on. That's going to make Melissa say, listen, I need to be in church because these folk are bugging me. Amen. You know what I mean? Come on now. I'm putting a little humor in it, but I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to be real. Amen. That way we can show her, but also we can show these young people how to live. That's the thing. Show them how to live. Amen. Show them godly character. That's what they need. Godly character. And that they can get all they can while you're here. Come as often as you can. Okay? Come often as you can. When you're allowed. Some of you are bad, I heard. You're not bad? Okay, I'm gonna ask your director right there. Some of you are mad, because I'm gonna come down there as soon as I gotta get some stuff together. I'm coming down there. And me and Sherry Field, we already talked to Sherry. We're gonna go down there. We're coming down there to teach this guy some stuff. I'm not gonna just let you guys just go by the wayside. Amen. Without us doing what we can do to help you out. Maybe I'll bring a pizza. Staff ate it. Amen. She didn't mess with me now. They said the staff eat the pizza.
We get first dibs.
Say, Father, I just thank you that today is a different day. And I know what I went through yesterday, what I'm going through today, is going to help my tomorrow. So I thank you that today I surrender. And now I expect my tomorrow to be better. So I thank you that I made it to the house, that I heard a word that changed my life for the betterment. Now I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for me. He rose for me. And now he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession just for me. So I thank you because of this confession, the Bible says, I'm saved. So today, I believe that I'm saved. By the grace of Jesus Christ. Thank you for my salvation. Amen. Come on.
I'm saved.
God bless you. Come on, give God praise. Nevertheless, at thy word, man, let down your net. Watch the blessings of God start flowing in your life. Amen. Your blessings is coming. Amen. I don't know what kind of blessing it is. But it's coming if you let down your nets. Come on, one more time. Put your hands together. All right, thank you. I thank you for visiting us. God bless you. You're always welcome to come back. Amen. We love you from our hearts. Amen. We love you. Amen. This. What's that? Amen. Amen. Well, any friend of Donna is a friend of ours.
That's right.
Amen. Even though that's your niece. That's all right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You got any other visitors? Good. I'm ready to go. Ready to go? Ready to go? Super Bowl. I got 6:30. Super Bowl is 6:30. Amen. God bless you. Let's remember all the announcements. Amen. That you heard from your hearing. Now, come and be blessed. I'm telling you, you haven't heard anything. God is just in you. Don't shame us this year and put us right where he needs us to be spiritually. That's what he wants. I believe it. Amen. Want to stand on the feet? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we just come in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for your anointing, your word. God, we just thank you for the people that are here, the people who are on Facebook, YouTube. God, thank you, God, that we can let down our nets, God, and continue to be blessed by the best, God, in Jesus' name. Now, God, just miss us from this place, but never from your divine presence. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us henceforth and forevermore. Let us all say, amen. I'll see you next time. God bless you.